dedication to my children, my child Raya May, my whole family. The world is yours. Acknowledgements. First off, I want to thank God, and I want to thank everybody for helping me out with this. I couldn't do this without you. Chapter 1. Tom, Jeff, Carrie, and Dave. 1981, before they hooked up with Metal Blade, they played. Made in the Priest covers. Brian Slagle put them on Metal Massacre 3, released July 1983. No recording budget. Tom and Carrie's dad had to pay for the studio time, and Show No Mercy was made. First on the scene in 1984. Slayer began their first national club tour, and the facts is they traveled to Tom's Camaro in August of 84, released Haunting the Chapel. After getting kicked out of Metallica, Dave Mustaine hollered at Kerry King to play in this new thing. Lasted 5 shows, never went any further. Next Exodus, Slayer and Venom, Heavy Murder, Ultimate Revenge, Combat Tour, Studio 54, Tom pissed on Kronos' head. It was Raw, Hell Awaits was the next anthem, and Metal Forces said that Slayer made 1985's best album, and Rick Rubin and Def Jam strike a deal. Same year, Rick produced Raising Hell and License to Ill. He produced the greatest thrash metal record of all time. Rain of Blood still sends shivers up your spine. Their first gold album, South of Heaven, Gold 2. Their whole career, so influential and so true. Age 15, I was so mesmerized. Had every word from Angel of Death memorized. Mad Respect, Larry Carroll album covers and Spike Wrist. They won their first Grammy February 07, like this. Unauthorized biography of Slayer, Epilogue, the most controversial heavy metal band in American history. Still active today with all four original members still intact. Discography, Show No Mercy, Haunting the Chapel, Hell Awaits, Rain of Blood, South of Heaven, Seasons of the Abyss, Divine Intervention, Undisputed Attitude, Diabolos and Musica, God Hates Us All, Christ Illusion, The End, To the New Beginning. Yeah. Next book, Bad Brains.